topic I want to speak about today is Yiyush, as it manifests itself in Aveda and in Gzela, the difference between Aveda and Gzela and Yiyush and so on. The real point, the central point is going to be a Ramban in Milchamis, in Bar Mitzvah, and we'll come back to some of the points in our sugya, and then if we have time to see a very difficult nekuda in Rashi, but in our sugya. But we'll start first with the Ramban, we'll come back to our to few nekudas in our sugya, and then we'll try to work out the inyan. Let's first take a look at the Gemara. You should have on the sheets, you have the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah. I'm a little bit in a bind because two feedbacks from last year was that it was either too much explained or not enough explained. So I don't know how quickly to go, how not quickly, but let's try to take it. At least let's get it thoroughly. The Gemara Chof Avon Beis Vama Rava Ra Sela Shenafal. If somebody saw somebody lose a Sela Not Lo Lifnei Yiyush Al Menas LeGoizla, he picked it up before Yiyush. And the das was that he's taking it in order not to give it back. Oiva bekula. So he's oiva two sets of averis, three averis, two sets of averis, mitzi averis and gzeil averis. He's oiva leisigzol because he took an object that he stole an object. He wanted to steal it. Mishum hashet teshivim, mishal tuchal lesalim. So three averis, which really it's sort of two sets. Cipher the gzela aspect, cipher the aspect of aveda. Va'afagav the chazal achayush, even though he gave it back after yush, matano hu de yoyev lo, v'sur davar of it. It's too late. Giving it back is nothing, and therefore he is over the isur. He wasn't attacking anything. That's one case. Second case is not olifnei yush al naslach zira. He took it before Yiyush to give it back. But then after Yiyush, he wanted to steal it. So, because there's a mitzvah to give it back, and he's not, wasn't mekayim that. If he waited around and told the Baal or Messiah, so the only thing is over is the chiyuv in the Torah to go and to pick up the object. So we have, Rava gave us three cases. The significant one for us is going to be the first case where you're over all Isurim and Matanu de Yoav Levi Sur Ovid Ovid. He's not Mikayim any form of Hashava by giving it back. In other words, normally if he would take an Aveda and he gives it back late, he still is Matakin what he did. If you take a Gzela and you give it back, Lachur, you're Matakin what you did. In our case, uniquely, you're not going to be Matakin what you did. That seems to be the pshat of the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Milchamis and the Baal HaMor. So let's take a look first at the Baal HaMor. He says, he asks the Kasha, and he brings a Go'om. Pirish Mar Amar Rav, Roa Sela Shenofel Pnei Yush, Notam Nas Legoiz Lo Eivu Bekulam Shloi Sigzo. Pirish Mar Reb Yudoi, he quotes Reb Yudoi going, Ve'aflagav de ahadri lebose yush, even though he gave it back after yush, matana ba'almu de koyoyev le bisur ovet ovet. He teaches the Gemara the way the Pashto Pshat is, that you don't accomplish anything by giving it back, it's isur ovet ovet. Bikashaloch, heichave matana, what does it mean it's a matana? Why would we say that he's not, that he doesn't have an ongoing chiyuv of hashava, which would act as a takana to what he did before? So he says, it's in Forsha Gemara, Vaminon, Avagad Shmei Inidayayash. The Gemara says, even though a person picked up a mitzi and the other person was miyayish, Kiv Nechiosu Liyode, Bisura Siliyode, Misura Siliyode, Mechayav Ladure. Since Lemaisa, you have it's Bisuras HaYadeh, the Yisod that our Gemara brings from there. Once you pick up a Mitzia before Yiyush, it's forever Yechayev in Hashava. It doesn't become Mutter after Yiyush, and the good part of it is that whenever you do the hashava, you're metakin what you did in not being the kind of mitzvah before. So that's the kasha on learning it like the goyin learns, the Rabbi Yudai goyin. Yesh lahashiv hasam beisa veda suliyade. Over there we're talking about, over there it's beisa veda ulafikah mechayv ladure. Aval hocha shayne de gazan hu shiniskam le goyzloi but the gazan koine loylam beyish and shakonis hashav. So the way the Balamor learns up the goyin is that gzeila, there's a special tachanas chachomim that abrogates the chiyuv hashava, and b'meila the hashava is nothing. That's the way the Balamor learned up the goyin. The Mulchamis, I think I marked it off on the side in the bottom. He disagrees. He has a bunch of kashes. I want to get to the point that he says. V'hochi u'svar de goyin zal. The goyin svara here is not because of takanis or anything like it. The goyin holds that there is a very fundamental issue here, why there's no chiyuv hashava whatsoever. The gzeila v'aveda hizu. This is a unique combination of both a gzeila and aveda. It's a double, the person has two halachas together. He's a gazlan and he picked up an aveda. V'aveda niknes b'yiyush. Aveda, you would be kind with Yush if you didn't take it. Ugzela ain't a nickness be Yush midaraisel olam. Gzela never has Yush, like the Mandiyam was, like Rabbi Yosef or like Rabbah. V'im tim tzoloima nickness, and even if you say it's nickness, domim mia mishali. So you have Aveda is kind of be Yush only when you don't. When you took it after Yush, and Gzela is never going to be Yush. So the Ramban is twisting the screw. He's saying he's got both Yush, he's got both Aveda and Gzela, and both of them are bad news because they don't work if you took it before Yush. Vizu, but now a case, Kim Shenota Legoizlov Loila Shiva, he took it to steal and not to return it. Harehi Kimunachas Bikarka, it's as if it is laying on the ground. V'niknis b'yush mitam aveda, and he's kinda. So it. He didn't do any hashavas aveda. He didn't pick up hashav. So he's kinda with yush like being aveda. The bish lo mehechash not of teras aveda v'lo amnas legoizlo. If he took it as an aveda and didn't have mind to steal it, koydim yush yevshok noise b'yush. The reason why you can't be kona before yush is because she yodok kiara bailim. It's as if it's still in the Baal's Rishus. He's their shliach. It's in their Rishus. He's a shem of theirs. Hilkoch la'olam and enikas b'yirsh. Hoyl v'yesh Rishus ha'baylim. Since it's considered still Rishus ha'baylim, you're never kinder because it never left Rishus ha'baylim. Aval b'zu. Shal menas le'goiz le'notla. He took it in order to steal it. Harehi le'baylim kunachas b'karka. As far as the Baal are concerned, he's not giving it back as there's no Hashavas Aveda he's going to do here, and he's not their Shomer, and he's not holding it in escrow for them. V'niknis b'yiyush gomer k'din moitzin sachiyush. So after yiyush, he's now going to be koinet like anybody's moitzin mitzia. What about paying as a gazan? V'in achayev l'shalem domim klal k'dei l'kayim b'yishav sakzela. Why not pay money? Shrei niknis lo legamri b'yiyush mitam aveda, because it's his mitam aveda. Hilkach aval pishech zero over bekulon v'zapirish barav nami. So the Ramban says that this person is both a gazlin and he's also a moitzi aveda. But since he's a gazlin, so he doesn't have yisur asiyode as an aveda, and therefore the chayfetz he has no din. It doesn't have the problem yisur asiyode because he's not a shomer on it. And the flip side of it is, as a gazlan, he was kinded already with Yish as an aveda, and it's good. The Ramban is really, really, really difficult to understand. How by doing two things bad, you end up gaining. I don't just mean the fairness part of it. I mean, he's a gazlan. A gazlan is a chiyuv hashava. Forget about the fact, yes, he could have been a shema aveda, But how does that take away from his gezeila part of it? There was an aveda, and he had an opportunity to do a mitzvah Shabbos aveda. Great, he didn't do the mitzvah Shabbos aveda. So scratch it, forget about it. Give him an iser and of hashad of lechol tuchal salim or shashivim. Give him the iser and finish with it. How is that? In what way does that help him get it as a goslin? B'chayev a goslin. The halach is when you steal, you have to pay back the object and the money, or the money. So let's say, forget about the object, so he has to pay back the money. Where did one help the other? The part about, and the fact that he's a goslin, it takes away the problem of Yisuras L'Yodeh from the Aveda, because he's no longer a Shomer. Is that the only Yisuras L'Yodeh? Our Gemara says that a goslin is called Yisuras L'Yodeh. Obviously, there's another Yisuras L'Yodeh when you actually steal it. It's not only because you're a Shomer. So there's 2 points problematic in Ramban. First of all, the Hagdara of Yisuras L'Yodeh, he says, means because you become a Shomer. That's what it means. It's not what it means in our Gemara. According to his logic, a Gazan doesn't become a Shomer, and the Halach is a Gazan doesn't become a Shomer. So obviously, Yisuras L'Yodeh is both. Either you became a Shomer, or you actually did something wrong. So it's Yisuras L'Yodeh when you stole it. And secondly, what exactly is Ramban explaining how you got out of the halacha of how you got out of the halacha of Hashavas Gzela, because it also happened to you in Aveda, and therefore you didn't and you weren't making that mitzvah. So there's a big piece missing here. It's a tamiya. Just it's not a kash. It just we're missing a big chunk over here of explanation. How did you get from being a gazan, having a chiv Hashava minimally on the money, and then just coming out that there's no chiv Hashava because it also was a mitzvah. You didn't do your job as a mitzvah, so therefore what? That's the point that I'd like to get shot. That's the core of the issue. And we'll first go a little bit now, so you'll point out 2 or 3 things, and then we'll come back to it. We'll try to figure out the basis of what Ramban is saying. Let's go to our sugya. 1 or 2 points over here. There's a question here in Rashi and Tosfos, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, about Yush. There are 2 points here that I want to address. Tosfos brings a Rashi in Bava Metzia. The Rashi learns, how do we know that there's... Rashi learns Pshat in the Mishnah Bava Metzia. Let's read it inside. There's not. Tosfos quotes it Be'erech. The Mishnah says like this. Afa simla hoisa b'chlal kolelu. The Torah is miyachet simla as being special. V'loma yotzis. A simla is unique because it normally has simonim, and somebody is tovea it. Somebody is coming along and saying, "Who's got my simla?" So Rashi says, "Stam simla yesh bo simin." The whole simla yeshla bailam toivasa, and every simla has a bailam that's coming along and demanding it. Shalei nasel bi adam, a dress is made by people, so there's an owner to it. He says v'leibos min hefka. It's not like an apple that could have fallen out from hefka. So Tosfos quotes Rashi, and it seems as if Rashi is saying that the Mishnah is telling me, it is learning up the pasuk that the klal of things that need to have, that you need to do Hashavas Aveda, are things that are have a bailim and are not hefka. And Tosfos asks the obvious question. What exactly is the havamina that if I find an apple in the forest, I have to do Hashavas Aveda to whom? Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do I have to give back the tree? What does it mean that just like this is, it has simonim and it's not hefka? So too, the things that need Hashavas Aveda can't be hefker. What exactly is the havamina that I would have to give back hefker? Tosfos asks it, and besides which, he also asks that Rashi seems to be so himself in where the limit is. But the core issue is it Rashi there? What does it mean that Yesh HaTov means not a hefker? Lafuke what? How would we say that he has to give back hefker? There's a second point here in Tosfos and Machlokes Tosfos and Rashi. Tosfos says, "Kim Yisuras L'Yodeh he says it's mashma that Yush is not Hefker. That's Tosfos Shita. It's most Rishonim seem to say like that. Rashi in two sets of places seems to say not like that. Rashi in the beginning of Eilam Metzias, the first Rashi in Eilam Metzias, Rashi says Motzeh Peres Mefuzar Nisyasha Baile Mehen Kiram BeGemara VeHefkehen. They're Hefker. Rashi also says it later, also that these things are Hoyel Veinlam Simin Niker. Most of us have no Simin. Ayushim Miyayish. The person's Miyayish. Vavla Hefker. Vezetam Kulam. So Rashi here quite clearly used the word Hefker. So Rashi in Gittin brought down that that also uses the it seems to describe Yush as being synonymous with Hefker. So it seems as if there's a Machleikis, two Shittas over here, that whether or not. Two shittas, whether or not it's hefker, or it's something less than hefker. It's something that is doesn't say what it is. He just says it's not hefker gomer. The way in which most achronim describe it is that it's the ability to take it. A hefker is a real rishus. It goes from your rishus into hefker. And it's like there'd be another owner, except the owner is called Hefker. It's open to the world. It's public property, so to speak. Not quite public property, but that type of thing. Hefker is like public property, abandoned property. Yush is, I'm allowing you to take it, so to speak. And therefore, it's not quite Hefker. Until you don't take it, it's not yours. When you take it, and you have the right to take it, then it becomes yours. That's the general accepted understanding of what Taisus means. So, but we have here Machloikis Shitas, whether or not it is Hefker Yush, or whether it's something less. On each of these Shitas, I have a problem. Rashi says it's Hefker. Yush is Hefker. Why would I need a Pasuk? So what does the Pasuk teach me? Before we ask, the Pasuk says that you're not thinking about someone's Hefker, but that Yush is Hefker. If Yush is an act of Hefker, we know the basic Yesod of Hefker we learn from Shemitah, that it's possible to take stuff and to cast it out to the public domain. So that the din of Hefker is there. What does the Torah add by learning Yush? Learning up Yish. If Yish is Hefker, then Ayin over there, and there's nothing new that the Torah is telling us in Yish. So you could say maybe the Torah is telling us that when a person is misyayish, it becomes Hefker. It's a way of making something Hefker, because when you're being misyayish, not really being mafker, you're just saying, oy vey, I'd never find it. So the Torah says that is sort of Hefker. But it's lame. It's very lame. It's not something that one would be easily content with. On Tosis's version of Yush, there's a problem. The Gemara says in Gittin L'mashal, there's no such thing. If something is yours, if something is not yours, and somebody wants to give it to you, you can say no, thank you. No, thank you is fine. It's enough. Once something is in your rishus, I don't care for it. Is a gripe. It doesn't accomplish anything. If you say, I can't stand having this car, it gets your sympathy, but it does nothing for the car. There's no such thing. Once something is your rishus, there's no such thing as anything other than Hefker. Hefker works. You can say, this car is Hefker, and it becomes Hefker, and everybody can take it. There's no... Where does Yish fit in the scheme of Kinyonim? It's not quite that, but it accomplishes things. For instance, by an Eved, it's Meshachar and Eved. It's not only by Aveda. So where is Yish? I mean, what is Yish in the scheme of things that it works? Lemaisa, la halacha, it doesn't, I mean, there's no parallel. The parallels to it do not work. Yish does not work in any other place. So I would like to start by, I would like to start with putting down a certain hanacha, and that'll be the first insights that we're going to try to work out. I would like to say the following. When a person loses an object, that itself takes it out of his rishus to a degree, to a great degree. And I have two rayas for that. Gezel akum is usur. You're not allowed to steal from a goy. And that's what we paskin. Avedas akum is muteris. So a goy lost an object. I'm allowed to take it. So I understand. I don't have a chiyav hashava. I don't have to go and post up a notice. Who lost a tzelem on the street over here? Fine. But how does that become mine? Gezel's also. So you see that aveda mitzad atzma would be considered it left the rishus of the bayim. That's one raya. I have a second that I think is a raya. Reb Chaim Volozhin actually in a place it speaks about if you don't hold Gezel's akum is also then it may let us afkor from this. What does he need? What do you need a pasuk for? But akapanim, the etzem raya I think is very strong. A second place, the Rashi brings avuda mimenem kol odom as something which teaches us yiyush. According to the Rambam seems to learn that it's going with yiyush, that it's an umdana, that if something's avuda mimenem kol odom, he probably is misyayish. Many of the other Rishonim learn that it's a halach in its own right, avuda mimenem kol odom. I would like to explain that halacha, that the pshat is, it's a degree in Aveda. Aveda itself is mafkia from the Bible. Not quite. Avuda mimenu, mikol adam, is a type of Aveda that definitely becomes mutter. But it's part of that same tree of halachas. The halacha is when something has left somebody's rishus, it's an aveda, and l'moshel by an akum where there's no chiyav hashava, it's mutter to take because you lose your bailos when you don't know where it is, when it's not under your control. There's actually a shayla about ener b'shusay by aveda, but in ener shaloi, without the chiyav where there's no chiyav hashava like by a goy, it's no longer his. By Yisrael, a super aveda, a very much aveda, and which means it's avuda mimenu umi kol adam. That type of aveda is not his anymore. Which means as follows: an aveda mitzad, its being an aveda, certainly leaves your rishus, like an akum. It's not yours. Since the Torah gave a chiyuv hashava, the chiyuv hashava means that it's still yours. It, the fact that anyone who finds it has to give it back to you, that makes it yours, tells me it's still yours, however you want it, whether it's a cause, whether it's an offshoot. But lemaisa, the bottom line is, in the halacha of Hashavas Aveda, that's a tikkun on the loss of bailus. Mitzad an Aveda, something which is totally on my control, I have no idea where it is, the Torah says it's not mine anymore. Don't want to branch off into Agarata, but the reason why Avedas Akum is mutter is because it's understood that Midarke Ha'olam, Miderech Eretz, Avedas are lost and they're gone. It's a Lefnim Eshuras Adin, and the Torah, in other words, the Din of Kapur Mesoilam Alefimidas Adin, Klap Eklai, so you have an extra halacha. So it's the extra halacha of Hashavas Aveda that actually tells you that you bring it back to the him, and therefore it's his. That's the first point I'd like to be mechadish, that's the structure of Aveda, and so on. Yiyush removes the chiyuv of giving it back. And just even let's take the words of Yiyush. The words of Yiyush are not, I don't want it. It's not because the person doesn't want it. The Yiyush is that it's so much cut off from my bailos that I don't even think I'll find it. There are things that are lost, but I still think I'm going to find it. So on that, the Torah said, find it and give it back to him. If you found it, give it back to him. And that makes it still yours. And there are things that a person has given up on, it's not yours anymore, and it's left your shoes completely. So Yiyush is it doesn't work in its own right at all. It works complementing another halacha. There's a halacha that's moitzi it from a bailus, and the Torah inserted a chiyuv hashava. The chiyuv hashava is what keeps it there. And after Yush, there is no longer any chiyuv hashava. And b'meila, if you find it, then you can keep it. That's the hanacha we want to make. I'd like to explain two of the points that we raised over here. First of all, so we have machloikas Rashi and Tosfos about hefker Yush, and Rashi learns that it's hefker, and that Yush is hefker. Tosfos learns that it's not quite hefker. The first thing is Tosfos. We ask on Tosfos, what's the pshat in Yush? We don't find anything similar to it. If a person were to take his own nechassim and say, I don't care for them, then it doesn't do anything. The teretz is, it means that since the person has lost it, it's riding on top of something. It's certainly, if a person has nechassim and he says, I don't care for it, or he says, I don't think I'll ever find it, nothing happens. But Masha'en Kain in the by an Aveda, since because it's an Aveda that's gone out, huge compliments that. In the din of how does he do it? The Siyashi Plani Avdi, I'm not sure. Is Nisya'ashti Plani Avdi only where the Eved has done something else, or the person just says Nisya'ashti Plani Avdi? I don't know. I'm not going to go into it, but the Gemara says, compares it to Mafke Avdi. Tosfos says it should work a little bit. There's a makom to learn that we're talking about the Eved did something to be mafkia from your bailus, he ran away or something. And it was Yush is only shy when it's coming on top of something else. But let's leave that aside. It's not the point I want to address. Rashi says that it's hefka. And we asked, what's the chiddush here? So let's go to Tosfos's kash on Rashi. And Tosfos's kash on Rashi was, I don't understand something. There's a Mishnah that tells me that it has, that if you have a hefker thing, you don't have to give it back. What's the havamina? Like, where's Rashi coming from? What are you supposed to mind it? So let's think and understand. Every object in the world that I lost, me'ikar adin, is not mine anymore. Me'ikar adin meaning me'ikar adin if before there was a parasha of Hashava Saveda, like Gezlaku. So the Torah said, you're right, it's not his. But since it's not his anymore, because the person has been forced to give it up, he nebach lost it and he doesn't know where it is, and that's why it's no longer his, so do him a favor and give it back to him. I mean, obviously if a person disowns something, if a person leaves something out in the trash, the pickup guy should take it, there's no mitzvah to bring it back to his house. I mean, he doesn't want it. But here the pshat is, certainly it's not his. But it became not his because he lost it. So the Torah imposed a chesed on you to go and to give it back to him. So even if, let's say, Yush is hefker, and now it is completely ownerless, but it became that way because the person had a misfortune. It's not the pshat. Rashi's not being memayit. An apple, that you don't have to have Shabbos Aveda on an apple. Obviously, you have to have Shabbos Aveda on an apple. It's ludicrous. What he means to say is, a chayfetz that's hefker, but it's hefker because the Bailim was forced to be mafkid. He can't find it. He lost it in Grand Central Station. It'll never be found. So now Rashi holds that's hefker. Rashi holds that Yush is hefker. So I would think, you're right, it's hefker now. But Lemaise, it's hefker because, like any Aveda that you lost. So just like a regular Aveda, I have to give it back, even though it's no longer the Bailim's, the Torah gave Hashava. So maybe even if it reached a stage of hefker, which is an extreme state of that, you also wouldn't have to give it back. You'd have to give it back. The Torah says, no, you don't have to give it back. But we're talking about a specific case of hefker. It's the hefker of Yush. When something has become an Aveda to an extent that it's already Hefker, which is like the final stage of Aveda, at that time you don't have to give it back. But if the Nevel was a Bailam, obviously not. So Rashi, and the Lashon of the Mishnah is Meduyak LaHafli. What's the Lashon Yesh La Toivin? I mean, the Yesh La Toivin, it's a very interesting Lashon. The Teretz says Yesh La Toivin means that the person is still connected to it. Tzion Dorish Ein Lo Michal Deboy Drisha. If a person is still Toivea, I'm still looking for the object. So that's called. So even if it became hef, in other words, it's my object. I lost it. So as long as I still could possibly want to be toveyet, that's what the Torah put in Din of Hashava. But if the Torah did not, but if the Torah at a certain point, the Torah said at this point there's not even Din Hashava anymore, and therefore there's no toveya, there's no longer Chiv Hashava. But the gvul of when. Something becomes, when an Aveda becomes Oyster Bayans or not, when there's Chiv Hashava or not, is that Gevul of Taif. That's Pshat, I think, in the Sugi there. Let's go back to the Ramban, and then maybe we'll see another point in Taisus here. Let's go through Ramban maybe inside again, and that way we'll read in Pshat. V'hochiv Svar de Goyenzal. The gzeila vaveda hizu vaveda niknis biyush heichashalay notla ugzeila ena niknis biyush midaraisa oila vimtim tzoloima the niknis domi mila shalay vizu kimusha nitala goiz of loila shiva harei kimunachas bekarka viniknis biyush mitam aveda. In other words, I think this is the key point over here. We asked before, well, the person has two chiyuvim, how does that make it better than one chiyuv? That's not, there's a mistake. I wasn't reading it right. V'nikas yishtam aveda means aveda is a reason. An aveda is a reason why something becomes mutter. The aveda shaboy is the reason why it's mutter. So if a person steals from somebody's pocket, he's stealing a chayfetz of a person. If a person is stealing an aveda, he's stealing a half of object, so to speak, or an object that's half his, so to speak. In other words, it's not the pshat. This object the way we started out understanding was this object belongs to Ruvain, and it comes with two mitzvahs, a mitzvah shavas aveda and a mitzvah shavas tzela. No, it's an aveda. It starts out as being half owned by Ruvain. Now, so if he picks the bishlam heichet. And therefore, it's possible for the Aveda process to play itself out and therefore give me the object as an Aveda. The Aveda is what's giving me the object. Because if he would have picked it up as an Aveda, and not as exhale yush yeshak nos yush nes yori kara bailam b'shem esach shalemhu. So the Ramban says, what you accomplish by an aveda, if you pick it up, it stops being an aveda. It puts it back again to square one. The problem with aveda is the reason why an aveda has a heter to take is because the bailam has lost some control over it. But if once you pick it up on Master Hashiv, it's no longer a Veda. Yush doesn't help because it's not an Aveda anymore. Hilkach lo oilam nikas biyush holvi Hashem shos habaylim. And avul bezu shal menaster goyz lo notla harei lebalik nachas bekarka. It's by picking it up to take it and not give it back. It's still an Aveda. It never stopped being an Aveda because it's still by the Bailim. So yush can work. But yush does not work by itself. There's no such thing on yush on some that have my rishus. Yush is a final makir b'patish on an aveda. So if the thing has a shem aveda on it, then it goes to the Bailam, and if not if Hashem Aveda, he can keep it. If not, I'll go back. The ain't chayev l'shalim domim klal And he says, in other words, if I steal a regular chayfetz, then I have a chiyuv damim at least, if I don't have a chiyuv on the chayfetz. But if I steal an aveda, so now I never took something that was mechayev me bechlal damim and so on and so forth. But as long as there's no yiyush, the din of aveda is there are no chiyuv mamin on it, but there's a chiyuv ashava. But if I didn't take it, as long as I took it, I'm not the geizla. So right now I still have a chiyuv. I don't have a chiyuv ashava on mamonis. Avedas lost their ability to have a chiyuv ashava on the mamonis, and we'll explain in a second maybe a little bit of a tama dava. But I now have a chiyuv ashava on the chayfetz. But yirsh could be chal, and if the yirsh is chal, then I have no chiyuv whatsoever. I want to clarify this point about the mamonis and so on a little bit, why the yish works here. When a person lost the aveda, so right now it's in a state of limbo. It's an aveda. It has certain dine. It has a din hashava, which makes it the bialims again. The din hashava is a din dafka on the chayfetz. There is no chiyuv in the hashava on the object on mamonis. Even though Tosis does seem to say Tosis is very shver, but let's leave that alone. Let's say, normally a shamer aveda has a chiyuv to give it back. He's not responsible, for the money shabbat. There's no chiyuv mamonis whatsoever. Tosis says, well, if you keep the object, you might have a chiyuv mamonis. But certainly there's no other chiyuv mamonis. So let's take a look at an aveda. It left the bialim's reshus. On the object, there's a din hashava. There's a din of hashava aveda. That we have. On the mamonis shabbai that the bialim has, there is no din hashava. So what does the Bailam have as long as an aveda? He has the chayfetz, but not really the mamonis. So if I steal it, if I'm goizloi, on the chayfetz I could be teveya, because I took a chayfetz of the Bailam. It has a din hashava on the chayfetz, so it's a chayfetz of the Bailam. So if I take it, I'm a gazel on the chayfetz. The mamonis has no din hashava now. So if I take it, I'm not taking anything, I'm not taking his mamonis. If you want to say it in a little bit of a different nusach, you can say it the following way. If an aveda left the reshus of the bialim and it's gone, it's no longer the reshus of the bialim. So in terms of giving back the object, that's a halacha on the chayfetz. My object, wherever and whenever it is, goes back to me unless I've given up completely. But there's a din, the chayfetz itself is my object. I can't say, well, I'll give you money for it. I'll pay twice as much for it. It's my chayfetz. Paying money, when a gazlan pays money, he pays it because he caused a loss. Kolzman, it's an aveda. I didn't cause your loss. The money, you didn't have the money. You had the potential that somebody would find it, have a chiyuv hashava. But I can't say I was mafsid you mamonis with the maisa. The hashava of the chayfetz is because the chayfetz has a din hashava on it. It's Reuven's chamor. No matter what happened to it, it's Reuven's chamor and it has to go back to Reuven. So the chamor goes back to Reuven. The paying of the money is not because the mamonis goes back. The promise is not here. It's because I was mazik you, I was mafsid you. It's something because I did something to your money. So if I take an object from your pocket that's under, it's completely yours, I was mafsid you the $100 that the iPod is worth, or whatever. But if it's a aveda already, there's no hefsid mamon on that aveda. So the only chiyuv would be on the chayfetz itself, and on that there's no din. And that once I could be kainit b'toyras aveda, like he said, there we can go back and say and it becomes his, and there's no chiyuv hashav on that. So let's recap the points he made. Maybe we'll see one more in the kudah, but let's first recap because we've gone a bit far. The aside that I want to be mechadish here is, aveda is a reason in its own right why there's a loss of bialim. Without yush, without anything else, an aveda itself, had there not been elu metzias, had the Torah not said, Hashet to Shivim, then if I find that I can keep it, that's clear. Without the pasuk, I would be able to keep it. The Mishnah says Elo Shaloi Veina Chaylachis Elo Eina Chaylachis Veina Shaloi. They go together. The pshat is so of losing something in a way where you have no way of getting it back or getting a handle on it. The halacha is that itself is a breach of your bialis. The reason, and we see it manifest by Gezlakum, where even though you can't take something of a guy that's not yours, an Aveda, you can take it. Obviously, it's not his anymore. The Torah said, how far does that go? So the Torah gave us two parameters. One is if it's Avudim Imenim Kol Adam, it's an extreme version of Aveda, and that doesn't go back anymore, B'chlal. Or if he's Meyayish, means the person gave up his last handle of bialis on it. As long as a person is pursuing it, as long as the person thinks he'll get it back, so the Torah said there's enough bialis here to be mechayiv to give it back, and therefore mikoyach that it's his, it's in Ashav and so on and so forth. In Masha'ein Kain, once a person miyayish, what Yish does is take off that part. The machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So the first thing is what Yish is. Even if you learn that Yush makes something hefka completely, it's not just that you're allowed to take it. The question of what Yush is not what you're doing, but what became of it afterwards. Tosfos says it doesn't quite become hefka. Rashi says it becomes hefka. Those are the words Rashi says. It became hefka once you're miyayish. But the reason for it is always built on something else. I would even like to say, we wouldn't say this before, but I would like to say that this is true by Gzela as well, that if Yish works, just like Shinu works in conjunction with the Kinyan Gzela and so on, Yish has to work in conjunction with something else. Yish in its own right is nothing. It's work in conjunction, maybe it's the Gemara's comparison and so on. Fine. The drasha that we have of Islay Toivin goes along the same lines. The Torah says that the Chiyuv Hashava could have been interpreted to mean always, because since it had a Bialim originally, and the Bialim was forced to leave it, and therefore it's kind of a Rachmanis, we would have to return it and make him again the owner. Kamashmala, no. As long as there's still a drop of ownership, meaning before Yiyush, then it's then you have to give it back. But once it's been broken to reestablish as bialis, doesn't fall on the getter of Hashav Zayda. But there was a makom, there was a logic to say that it would do. And built on those nekudas, we wanted to learn up Pshat in the Ramban. That Ramban says that if you have a case, if somebody finds an aveda and he takes it, al menas not to give it back. So he says, well, since he's a Gazlan and a not returner of an Aveda, then he can get to keep it. On the surface of it sounds because we have two Yisuros Aliyadis, we have the Yisuros Aliyadis of Gzela and the Yisuros Aliyadis of Aveda, both come together and that's what you can do. And that's Merab Sinigra. So we want to learn Pshat like this, that Aveda, besides being a Chiv to give back, the word Aveda means, and the context Ramban is using it definitely means that, it means it downgraded the bailus of the bailum. Firsthand, step one was Aveda Shaboy, and that means it's already not quite the other person's. And the only reason why that can't become yours is because of the hashav aspect, but if the person takes it not on nas hashava, and he steals it, so lemaisa you have an aveda that the bailim is still not a bailim. As long as you took it shalom nas lashivoy, it still has a shem aveda on it. If you took it on nas lashivoy, it lost the shem aveda. The surah so the other makes it lose the shem aveda. And now it's because you took it, it does still have, and therefore when the Yish comes, it's chal. Why don't you have a chiyuv to pay at least money? The answer is because Mamanis in order to be chayiv mamonis, you would have to have taken a chayfis lechatchila that had dinei mamonis on it. If you take something which is an aveda, if you steal an aveda, so here you have already an object that is dinim of ashava on the object, but A, there's no dinim ashava on the mamonis, or we had a different version of saying it, you didn't cause the person to have said mamon. When you take an aveda, when you steal not a person's object, but you steal a person's aveda, so either you could say that there's the chiyuve hashava, you didn't, I mean, both nuschos are quite right. One is, there's no din of hashava on the mamonis because the person has lost those mamonis. The chiyuv hashava the Torah gave on an object is on a chayfetz. There's no dinei, barring tosis here, which is very difficult to understand. There's no real din hashava mamonis on the value of it. So the value of it is still an aveda. The person still is missing $100 and there's no din hashava on that. Or we said that another version of it is that the person is the chiyuv to pay mamonis is not because you have his mamonis here, it's because you caused him a hefsid. So the object, the chiyuv to give back the object, is because the object is here. The chiyuv that a ganav has to pay tashlumin is because I was mafsid you mamonis. You can say Aresha Cholofanecha on Chametz, but there's no mamonis there. So in this case, when you have an object that was an aveda, the mamonis is already gone from the person, and you can't say it was mafsid. The chayfetz is his chayfetz. The Torah gave it to Hakatzav is his chayfetz. So whenever this vase is going to show up in my house, I'm going to have to give it back to the person. The person can say, "This is my vase. Give it back to me." But the Torah wasn't mechadish that you still have a bialus in the mamonis, and therefore it's not yours. Maybe we'll finish up with one more nekuda. It's adding a bit to it, and I hope it doesn't make it more complex. You have here a question of the Gemara's comparison of the Isura Saliyade in Yush, in Aveda, and in Gneva. Very difficult. I mean, the Gemara's Havamina seems to be very difficult. Tosis asks it, and Tosis Teretz doesn't see, is not an easy Teretz at all. I mean, the Gemara says we can learn Yiyush from, let's learn Yiyush from Aveda. So the Gemara says, that's great, but you know what? On the other hand, there's a problem with Yisuras Liyodeh. Well, it's not a problem. I mean, if you want to learn it from there, you have a problem with Yisuras Liyodeh. How's that going to work? Tosis asks it, and Tosis gives a teretz which is very unclear. You look at Tosis, look at Rabbeinu Peretz. It's very unclear what Tosis means, that in both cases the chayfetz can be yours and give back the mamonis. Very, very hard halacha. That brought down anyway. I mean, the Rosh would bring it, the Torah would bring it. It's very, Tosis is very, very ambiguous. Tosis of Rabbeinu Peretz does seem more clearly. But Rashi learns something else. Rashi was bothered by the kasha. I mean, it's the obvious kasha. The Gemara says, is it doimeter or not? There's a great chiluk between the two, but maybe it's doimet. Well, how do you get around the great chiluk? So Rashi says something over here. So Rashi was bothered by it. And that's Rashi's asking a kasha. You got it for yush. Here it's good enough that he gives back the money. It's a consolation prize. He says, you're right. We have a din of we have a possible din of Yisuras LeYadei. So how do we get around it? So he says the teretz is because it's over here you yoytze by giving the money. What's the question being yoytze? It's as if, listen, we got to punish him with something. So he's yoytze his avera, his tikkun with having with Yisuras LeYadei. It's very, very hard to what that means. Other rishonim also say that the lashon, that the varia sagale bedamim, that since he's paying damim, that's good enough. The comparison is, And you could learn in Taisis like that. You could also learn Batsim like that. The Taisis words are very not clear. You could say that the Tzushtel is that since you're paying Damim here, it's as good as giving it back over there, and that takes care of the Yisrael Sliyari, so to speak. That's kind of the gang of it. It's hard, not easy to understand. I was thinking as follows, and maybe it also would be pshat in the way we're learning now, that something in the original Yush itself is not a kinyan by all counts. The only reason why it works is it piggybacks on something else. So in Aveda, it piggybacks on the fact that it's an Aveda. In Gzeila and Gneiva, it piggybacks on Yisrael Sliyadei. I still had an interesting hara. Why isn't every Gneiva and Aveda also? According to this gang, it's a piece that I'm not clear about. Melech Zeli, you know who took it, so maybe you can say that that's on the Yashlita, you can go to Bez and take him. The Gemara says Gneiva, you don't know who it is, so maybe why is every Gneiva form of Aveda? I don't know, I don't have an answer for that. But Akopanim, in Gneiva, it piggybacks on something else also. In the Surah Saliyadeh, you can clear, the way we said before, where is the problem with Surah Saliyadeh? Is the problem that you're missing the original piece? Since it's, like we explained before, if it's Yisurah Sliyadeh, it's not an Aveda anymore, because there's a din of Hashava, and Bemela it's not an Aveda anymore. Yisurah Sliyadeh means by over there Hashava's Aveda. By Gzela, Yisurah Sliyadeh means the same thing. Since there's a din Hashava, mitzad Gzela, the Gzela itself is not gone from the Bailam. So Bemela Yush doesn't do anything. They're both in the Bailam's Rishus. Or no, you could say Sursal Yadeh is a din that Yush doesn't work with Sursal Yadeh, it's a din in Yush. If it's a halacha in the original one, that in the din, that Sursal Yadeh means that Yush is going to have to go alone, and Yush doesn't work alone. So in an Aveda, there's only a Chiyuv Hashav of the Chayfetz, and B'meila, that's the only Chiyuv Hashav there is, so the Sursal Yadeh is Mechayiv to give it back, and the Yush falls on the barren ground. It's just Yush. Yush alone doesn't work. In Gzeila and Gneiva, since there's a din, since the din Gzeila and Gneiva is be'ikah mechayev tashlumin, Rashi learns. And the chayfetz you give back, well, like last time we spoke, so in the Rambam, because it's his chayfetz. But not that that's me'ikah gidrei tashlumin. So you still have the kinyan Gzeila and Gneiva as far as the chayfetz goes, that Yush could be chala. You know, the sagile means over here, if it's built on what we on our first point, if we learn that Yush has to come on to the previous thing, so it'll come on to the Aveda, and it'll come on to the Gzeila Nekuda, and it builds on top of that. So in Metzia, Bal Karchach, the Metzia is Mevatel, the Aveda of the Chayfetz, because the Torah said, give back the Chayfetz. So the Chayfetz is not an Aveda anymore. Yush has to go it alone. Yush alone doesn't work. In Gneiva and Gzeila, maybe the Yisrael is Mechayev Mamanis. The Torah said, hold on, you got to pay for it. Yeah, if we find the object, you give back the object because the person always has a tefiyat for his Chayfetz. It's my Chamar, it's my Shar. But the Iker Nekuda of what Gzeila and Gneiva is holding you back is that there's in Tashlumin. If that's true, then, since the Tashluma Yaitzu with money, so the Yush is Chal on the Kiyonik Gneiva Gzeila on the Chayfetz, and the Chayfetz you can keep. It's built on what we said before. It's a possibility. I'm much more strong about the Ikka point about that the Ramban's point is that the Aveda Mikzad, the Aveda Shaboy is giving you the thing and so on and so. Okay.
What ways can we see the moment is in the defense itself?